To me, I'm gonna take a question.
There's a story about a man sitting in a cut commercial district, waiting for a friend that he met 20 years ago so they could go have dinner at a restaurant that they had dinner 20 years ago, but the restaurant was gone. So a police officer came up and asked him, he assured the police that wasn't nothing wrong, he was just waiting for an old friend. And so the police told me that he hoped he would see his old friend, and he went on about his business on his beat checking door. So the man sat there for a while, and then another gentleman came up and he said, "Is that you, Bob?
You have another person?"
"I do, thank you." "Come in." "Well, I don't want you to hear the story, though."
"Oh, you want me to wait?
If you don't mind."
"Okay, 4 o'clock?"
"Yeah."
"So they told me to come at 4 o'clock."
"Okay."
"Okay."
"Well, you may forget my story coming in here.
Can
man.
You do it?
What?
Can you do it?
Do what?
Well, let's finish the story. I don't want you to lose it."
So the man came up. He said, "That you, Bob?" He said, "Yeah." And he said, "Yeah," but then it wasn't him. Because he told him that when he lit the cigarette, no, he said 20 years, asked him, was he doing good, how the West treated him. He said it was all right. And then he had said, the man told him he was under arrest, but the police officer in plain clothes told him that he was under arrest because he was wanted somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then the officer just ran that, actually Bob, who really was supposed to come see him, saw him when he lit a cigarette, and when the light flashed on his face, he knew that it was a man that wanted by in the Chicago wanted on Chicago Post, so he couldn't do it himself, so he went and got a plainclothes police officer to come around and arrest him.
Okay, good. Sorry for the interruption. Now, this time, tell me a childhood story with at least 3 people in it.
Let's see, look at it back in 1965. Me, I see, James Johnson, Peyton Gaines, and myself went to James Johnson's house to get his father's car so we could go to Glen Echo. So we went and got his father's car, 61 Chevrolet Impala, and we rolled off to Glen Echo. And while we was out there, we met some young lady, and we had a nice time, and we came on out.
That's the story?
Yeah.
Okay, that's short and sweet. Okay, now I'm going to tell you a short story, and when I'm done, I want you to tell it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
This is a story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Now tell me the story.
Okay, lady went to the grocery store to buy some groceries, and when she got to the checkout counter, she found that she had lost her wallet. So she put all the groceries back. Then when she got home, after she got home, a little girl called and told her she had found her wallet.
Okay. Remember the story because I'm going to ask you to tell it to me later. Now I'm going to run you through some memory exercises. I'm going to repeat these numbers after me. Okay. 582.
582.
694.
694.
6. I'm looking. 6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
You have some time today?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go down
3rd. Okay. You get up what time?
Down 3rd.
Oh, okay. Okay. How will you be down here after around 7?
Yeah.
Because I'll be here until around 7:30.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be coming here before that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. 42731?
42731.
75836?
75836.
619473?
619473.
392487?
392487.
591-7428?
591-7428.
417-9386?
417-9386.
581-92647.
581-92467.
Okay. 382-9514.
382-9417.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you some numbers, but this time tell it to me backwards.
Okay.
24.
42.
58.
85.
629.
926.
415.
514.
3279.
7239.
4968.
Say it again.
4968.
6849.
Okay.
But the hope is shattered.
Okay. No, you didn't.
Okay.
15286.
68125.
Okay, good. Now, I want you to, is it still going? Yeah. I want you to name as many foods as you can think of in 1 minute.
Many foods?
As many foods as you can think of.
Chicken, fish, mm-hmm. potato.
Yep. Okay.
Chicken, fish, beef, sweet potato, mm-hmm. cabbage, green, onion.
Keep going.
Squash, green, sausage, egg, bacon, bread, cheese, cauliflower, cabbage, lettuce, hamburger. In a minute now. Spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
Liver. Roast beef. Corned beef. String bean. That's a minute now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. okay, this time, name as many animals as you can in 1 minute.
Name an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dog, cat, deer, bear, alligator, crocodile, lion, tiger, snake, Gomara, whatever they call it. Hyena, zebra, hippopotamus, elephant. Squirrel. Eagle.
Anymore?
Horse.
That's it?
Oh, that's it?
Okay. Anymore?
Oh, that's it.
Okay. This time, name as many kitchen items as you can. Things you find when you're in the kitchen.
Oh, just say, they still name spoon, fork, just uh-huh. give all different names?
Uh-huh.
Okay, spoon, fork, knife, plate, saucer, cup, bowl, dish rack, table, refrigerator, cabinets. Toaster, George Foreman frying pan, pots, water cooler. Stove,
what is it?
I think that's about it.
Okay. This is the last exercise. See that first line? Read that as fast as you can.
What do you mean first line?
Just read this as fast as you can.
Oh, orange, green, brown, purple.
Okay, that's the exercise. I want you to start here and go down each line and read them. Read the words as fast as you can. And ready?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
I want you to go across and tell me the color of each dot.
Okay, the first one could be purple or gray.
Mm-hmm, gray.
Okay. Gray, blue, black, red.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, start from here and tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can. And ready? And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, red. I mean, blue, red.
Okay. This time, go down this line and tell me, don't read the word, tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Okay.
Okay, like this one is?
Green.
Uh-huh. And keep going.
Okay, green, black, gray, blue.
Uh-huh. That's the exercise. So start here and go down the line as fast as you can. Don't read the word red, blue, yellow, green. Mm-hmm. Tell me the color that the word is written in. Blue, red, green, yellow, like mm-hmm. that. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
And go.
Blue, red, yellow, green, yellow, green, red, blue, green, blue, yellow, green, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, green, yellow, red.
Okay, good. Okay. Remember the story about the lady with the groceries? Can you tell that story again?
This lady went to the grocery store to do a grocery shop. And when she got to the counter to pay for a grocery, she found out she didn't have no money. She had lost her wallet. So she put all the grocery back and went home. And when she got home, a little girl had called and told her she had found her wallet.
Okay. That's it.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I want to give you, if you would sign that. And the copy of the consent form that you signed is in here.
Mm-hmm.
Your payment is in here as well.
Okay.
And you get one of those receipts and I get one.
We want me to sign the top.
You just sign both of these? I get one and you get one.